USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new variant of the coronavirus has emerged in San Diego, California. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The nation's second case of a new, more contagious strain of coronavirus is now confirmed in California. Health officials saying a 30-year-old man from San Diego got it without any recent history of travel. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He reminds everyone,
you know what we need to know about this? This is the opposite side of the coin, that we don't need to panic here, because this strain, we hear the word mutation and we get really worried, but I want everyone to know that over the course of a pandemic, new strains always mutate, they always change.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's no scientific evidence the new strain is deadlier. Gilligan's Island actress Dawn Wells died Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California from coronavirus complications. She was 82. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Voter fraud was rampant in this year's elections. So says senior advisor to the Justice Department, John Lott. In his new study, Lott revealed an unusual pattern of subtracting Trump votes from the final tally and adding excess votes to Biden. He found more than 55,000 Trump votes were subtracted in two Pennsylvania counties. Lott also discovered that Biden received 289,000 excess votes from five battleground states, and it's unclear where those votes came from. American serial killer Samuel Little, who confessed to more than 90 murders, died in California Wednesday. He was 80. Little had been suffering from diabetes, heart trouble, and other ailments. The cause of death is being determined by the coroner. In 2018, Little confessed to killing 93 people, mostly in Florida and Southern California, between 1970 and 2005. The National Football League will play all their games on Sunday, the final week of the season. Two divisions are still undecided. NFC East has either Washington or Dallas will take the top spot, and the AFC South has Tennessee and Indianapolis work for the top seed. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Dawn Wells, the former Miss Nevada 1959, and the actress that played Marianne on the 1960s TV show Gilligan's Island, has died from coronavirus complications. In a 2014 interview with King 5 in Seattle, Washington, Dawn talked about her character.
She would have gone to prom with you. She would have helped you with your homework. You didn't have to take her out for a martini. But most of the men say to me, I married a Marianne. That's the woman I was kind of looking for. And I thought, what is that? What is it about that character that is kind of missing, that we sort of lost track of? And I think it's all this electronic era of families, divorced families living together, and mother and father both having to work. How do you manage it today? How do you get through life today? Mm-hmm. And Marianne was a good girl. She had manners, and she was dependable, and she shared the chores. And it's kind of how to exist today. Finish the job. If you start a job, you walk away halfway through the dishes. Do you have to be first in line all the time? But I've had people say to me, I was an abused child. You were my escape. Mm. My parents were working, and I'd come home. My sister and I would watch the show. The hope or the dream that Marianne created, the show created, not just Dawn. Mm-hmm. The escape. There's no reality there. Coconut cream pie? Where'd I get the cows?
Dawn Wells passed Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California at the age of 82. The Consumer Electronics Show, featuring all the new electronics and gadgets, will be in Las Vegas starting January 11th and running through the 14th. The show will be completely virtual for 2021 with no in-person attendees. You can find out more by visiting their website, ces.tech. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.